USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is grappling with inflation and record high prices at the pump while still helping out Ukraine as Russia continues to invade the country. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky recently blocked efforts to send an additional $40 billion to Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty reminds everyone,
we want to see them win, but pumping more aid into that country when we're not taking care of our own country, the best thing that Biden could do is stop the war that he's waged on American industry. That would lower prices overall. That would take the funding away from Putin's war machine against Ukraine. It would make our economy do better here.
Authorities in Buffalo say they're moving quickly to prosecute an 18-year-old man accused of murdering 10 people in a grocery store. Erie County DA John Flynn saying a hearing for the suspect will be held in 5 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
A nationwide shortage of baby formula has many parents struggling to find food for their infants. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn weighs in on legislation she has introduced with New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez that aims to establish a national database on manufacturing when it comes to supply chains, with the goal of averting future supply chain disruptions.
And this is a part of the Manufacturers Extension Program. It would put in place a database so that manufacturers know what products, components are available, where they are, where the glitches are in the supply chain, and help our domestic manufacturers do a better job.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is calling out flaws in gun control laws between states following Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Buffalo. Hochul saying investigators believe the shooter enhanced an AR-15 rifle legally purchased in New York. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Inflation is coming for your bag of potato chips. Newly released data shows the cost of potatoes is up more than 7% from the same time last year, and the cost of a bag of chips is up 10%. While grocery store costs continue to skyrocket, farmers are struggling to grow food to meet the demand. Lad Wallen is a potato farmer in Idaho, and he tells Fox News he's about had it with all these supply chain issues due to the pandemic.
The supply chain, we're done with it. We're just ready to get past this. And from both perspectives, from a grower and a processor, I mean, same thing. Oil, cooking oil, key ingredients, supply chain has just been disrupted. Prices have increased. We're ready to be done. We're ready to get on, but it's a very difficult situation that we're in right now.
The House Committee for the January 6th attack on the Capitol building has issued subpoenas for 5 Republican members of Congress, including Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
We got record crime, record inflation, moms who can't get baby formula, other moms who are being, the counterterrorism measure of the government, DOJ is coming after them. And this ridiculous partisan committee is doing the things that they're doing. Maria, there's a reason 7 out of 10 of our fellow citizens think the country is on the wrong track.
Subpoenas have also been issued for Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Andy Biggs, Scott Perry, and Mo Brooks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.